I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
so Whitney Houston, I will always love you. What's going on, everybody? This is your girl Mental Beauty coming at you on a Friday. Today's Friday, March the 29th, the end of March. How's everyone out there doing today? I hope everyone is doing as well as can be. If not, do something to change it. Today's podcast is going to be about giving people a life jacket, because you can no longer help them in their situation. You have to let them go. You have to let not just only people go. Sometimes you have to let some things go because you can't fix the problem. A lot of people don't realize these type of things because they want the best for themselves or they want the best for the next person. It's really sad that we don't acknowledge that sometimes we have exalted ourselves in helping other people or trying to fix other things. That's just life, period. I guess that's just in our nature to say, hey, listen, that we don't want to say that we failed at something. And a lot of times we don't realize these type of things until we have exalted ourselves to the point that, hey, like, I just give up. You know, I'm fed up with it. I can say that for numerous things that has happened in my life or whatever the case may be, even down to family, friends, so-called friends or whatever, and so-called family or what have you, marriage. You know, with my first marriage, I had just got to the point that, hey, listen, you know, you can hold on, you can put the glue, you can put the nail and the screw and the washer and the dryer, whatever the case may be, to try to hold something together. But if you don't have someone that's willing to work on their issues and you're just working on yours, then how you expect for it to come together? I don't know. I just wanted to come on here today to just encourage you to, sometimes we just have to say that we failed at something and we just have to let it go. A lot of different people don't realize those type of things and don't be think that it's selfish. Give that person a life jacket. Hey, let them know, hey, listen, I no longer would like to help you by destroying me. So I'm going to let this go. Some people feel as if you're acting bougie, that you're out of place, or that you're acting like you're better than them, or that you just act like you're better than them. That I don't know. It's just a crab in the bucket mentality in the Black community to think that just because people have evolved and they have let things go means that they're giving up on you. Hey, just like with Whitney Houston said, I will always love you, but I love myself more. I hate that we no longer have the voice, have that, I ain't gonna say the voice, because we still have a voice, we can listen to her music or whatever the case may be, but just her presence on this earth, of her being able to express how she really felt and through her songs and just new music or whatever. The late great Whitney Houston, oh my God, I just love her music. Sometimes just listen to the point that the ones that's upbeat and downbeat, it just puts you in the mood and it gives you motivation and just like keep going on. Just like with that song there, I Will Always Love You, it was just a great soundtrack. I just really appreciated that. But you should apply that to your life with different things, letting people know, I will always love you. It's not you, it's me. That, you know, sometimes even when you tell people it's not them, it's you, they still won't accept the point that you're trying to do better for yourself. You know, life sometimes throws us curveballs, and it's only curveballs because we created them. It's only curveballs because we created them. We don't realize these type of things until it's too late or whatever. Then we want to do over, or we just want to say, hey, we expunged ourselves with certain things. I can give an example. Yesterday, I was commenting on this lady's post about statistics in marriage and so forth and so on. I was just giving my point of view. I wasn't getting to the point of trying to belittle her or anything, just for her to look at it a different perspective. A lot of people want to say that they're experts and stuff, and they're really not. And there's no such thing as an expert, because the thing is, somebody may can do something different, a little bit different, a little bit easier than you. They can see things and from a different perspective than you. That's just life, period. So with that being said, like, we don't think about the whole big picture of a lot of different stuff, because guess what? We try to protect ourselves off of emotion. And with her, she came clapping back, was saying, you know, just like derogatory stuff, instead of her taking it as, hey, listen, it wasn't a constructive criticism. It was just the point that you could look at things from a different perspective. And that's how it is in day-to-day living. You could look at things from a different perspective, just like I could look at hers from a different perspective. With that being said, the question was the point that, you know, you go to these research teams or these institutions to be able to get statistics about certain stuff. I'm gonna tell you something. You can't go through an institution to be able to measure statistics. Really, to be honest with you, I don't know who needs to hear this. All of us need to hear this. Pass it on to your family, friends, whoever. Statistics really doesn't exist. The reason why it doesn't exist, because you're not able to ask every individual person about their different, you know, anatomy, their different experience in life, so forth and so on. I always tell people that. I always tell them a story that when I was in college and I had to take statistics, and it was like different questions that was coming up, and I was like, this stuff here that they're saying and getting the results of don't sound like me. It don't sound like people that look like me. It don't sound like people that have went through things that I've went through. So you can't do that. To me, my observation, I could be wrong, but I stand on it to the point you can't measure statistics about a question or different experience just with a sort amount of group of people. That's just plain and simple. So with that being said, like, don't never downgrade yourself of thinking that an institution is going to give you the reality of life. Reality of life of is the environment that you're in. Candace Owens, Dr. Claude talked about this or whatever. Donald Trump talked about this. Just so many different people that's in or in a higher, I ain't gonna just say a higher caliber than us, but that's dealing with societal issues a little bit more than some of us are, talks about this. Dr. Boyce Boykin, I think this is what his name is. I can't remember, whatever. He talks about black economics and different statistics and stuff. And even down to some of the people that were, that had that experience, just put it like that. So with that being said, don't close your thoughts off to the point of not looking at other people's experiences or whatever. I'm from the South. I've been up South, North, East, and West. And a lot of people have different views on certain things. I listen to books. I listen to podcasts, other people's podcasts, not just within the point of my own or whatever the case may be. But I'm just saying, like, you got to look at things from a different perspective. And with that being said, when you look at things from a different perspective, you're like, oh, so this is what these people went through and how they experienced things in life. And they're just plain and simple. Another thing is within the point of letting things go, to that point of what they had going on. With that being said, you know, I said that all of that to say to the point that there is no reasoning with them and their statuses. I had other women that would come on and say they understood what I was saying. They had heard the lady that made it the post with her saying that she was just giving all these different research things and stuff from institutions. And I told her, I said, hey, listen, it's no drama. It's no beef or anything. I just wanted you to look at things from a different perspective of certain stuff or whatever. So this morning when I got up, it was like other comments. And then the lady got to the point of just like trying to, I guess, shame or whatever the case may be. This is this right here. When you're dealing with black people, I'm going to tell you something. A black person that's married to a white man cannot give you economics statistics, because the simple fact is it's a whole different spectrum, because you don't have the same experience as a black family as a whole, regardless of what the situation is. This is just my viewpoint of that or whatever. That white guy did not go through some of the same things that we went through, or some of our ancestors went through to, or maybe came up into that same caliber. So you can't say that you're an expert in something. Nobody can. You could just only go by your experience and in the black point of what things is. That doesn't mean that it's not okay for her to marry or decide to whoever she wanted to be with. It's just that the point that you can't give an expert or assumption on that, because you're not dealing with the same economic spectrum as everybody else that's in the black community. And hey, and I left it alone within that. That's just my viewpoint on it. I'm not an expert in it. I'm just going by experiences and what other people, you know, say and how things is. Well, with that being said, and my best response within that is to let it go. I will always love you because you're a black woman and you're a human. But at the same time, I'm not going to disrespect you and belittle you. I'm just going to give you the life jacket so you can swim and experience that on your own. And hey, that's a lot of times we have to do that when we have social media drama or social media, and it ain't just necessarily got to be drama within social media, it can be drama within family and stuff like that or whatever. I had a friend of mine the other day, she was trying to tell me about different scriptures and how I go against the point of different things of that spectrum of scripture. You can't take a scripture or you can't take a quote off of what one person said that you have no recollection of. You don't know if this person was alive, dead. You don't know if there's some stories. I tell people all the time, I write stories in my books and stuff like that or whatever, and regardless of what, it could be true or it cannot be true. 9 times out of 10, it's not true. So with that being said, on different things or whatever the case may be. You can't use that spectrum. This person goes on and say, hey, who are you to question about scripture? I am me and I believe in me and what I have going on. I don't believe in somebody else's word. And if I didn't go through that experience, I only go by my experience. I can't go by your experience. And I encourage you not to go by somebody else's experience. You, a lot of times we have to, in order for us to learn, the universe teaches us by the point of different experiences that we go through in life. That's just plain and simple. Now, a lot of times we entertain things too much or whatever, and that's one of the chapters in my book, Life After Physical Slavery. You can check it out on Amazon, is to the point that we entertain entertainment too much. A guy, case in point, you know what I'm saying? Like, I give this scenario of this church had got rid of this gay guy that was the musician, you know. And a lot of times in the church, they have gay musicians. They want to bring it, you know, they give it the sauce, they give it the, you know, whatever the case may be. And this pastor, he decided, hey, listen, I guess maybe the guy wasn't doing like everybody else or whatever the case may be. And he used it as to the point that he's gay and we are no longer want to entertain that type of behavior. So he let the guy go. With that being said, just like, I guess, assuming that, just like Whitney Houston said, hey, I will always love you. I'm going to give you the life jacket. You can go on. The guy, you know, a lot of times some of these musicians in these churches, they don't get paid money. Some of them don't get paid money. Then you have some of them that do get paid money. With that being said, because then in the pastors, they give it to the point, hey, you're doing this for the Lord. But then all the money that they're receiving from the congregation or whatever, the pastor put it in his pocket and he living lavishly. But that's a whole different podcast within the situation. But you get what I'm saying. They let this guy go or whatever after they have used them all up. And then that's in life, period. A lot of different people, they will use you up. And then get mad whenever you cut them off or whatever. And that's just plain and simple within that. So me, myself, in order for me to protect myself from different people that I have came in contact with, they have used me. Guess what? I cut them off. When I cut them off, they talked about me. They ridiculed me. They don't believe in nothing that I have going. They don't support me. They're always trying to look at bad things within the situation or make up things, assumptions about different stuff. Me, myself, I got thick skin. I'm black. You know what I'm saying? And I'm proud to be black or whatever. And I got thick skin. If you say something to me, I'm a Libra. I like things to be on the scale, on up and up or whatever the case may be. But As it's best to do sometimes is to walk away. Sometimes it's best to walk away, to not even entertain any type of that thing. You have to let people learn from their own mistakes. You have to let them, allow them to learn from their own bad decisions. That's just plain and simple in life. Hey, that doesn't mean that you're upset with them. It's just that I love you. I love me more. So I'm going to let you go. And if you get to the point of you applying these type of things in your life, you'll get to understand that life is full of surprises that we create. And the ones that we don't create, the other people create, we don't have to sign up and we don't have to entertain it. That's just plain and simple. That's just plain and simple. Regardless of what the situation is in life, you got to be able to protect yourself and everything that's going on within you. That's just life. That's just life, period, regardless of what. Hey, I'm not mad. You're not mad. You are allowing things to be let go. And that's just plain and simple. That's what it is. A lot of times people don't want to acknowledge or hold themselves accountable for their actions. Me, myself, I held myself accountable. If the lady earlier or yesterday made her own assumption about different stuff or whatever the case may be, whatever derogatory that was there, or anything that she said after that, it means absolutely nothing to me. The reason why is because you're not on this post. You didn't make this post to say, hey, I could be wrong or I could be right. You made this post to say, hey, this is the way that you're supposed to follow certain things. And that's just not life. I'm going to tell you something. That's just not life. You have to be willing to accept other people's viewpoints, and I accepted her viewpoints too. It was just at the point that I wanted her or wanted other people to look at it from different perspective, dealing with statistics. Statistics does not exist, because you cannot ask every individual person their experience in life. That's just plain and simple. So with that being said, letting it go was the best thing for me to do. My response was, okay, and then left it at that. Different situation, relationships, people be in relationships for a long period of time, and guess what happened? Then they realized, hey, you know, they've seen all the different red flags. They wanted to see the potential in different people. The people don't never change. And then they get upset because the person don't never change. You can't get upset about people not changing. You just assumed that person was going to change. And that's not how things work in life. Excuse me for all the different noise that's going on in the background. Somebody was backing up. But with that being said, you know, like, be able to understand and accept the point that people are, you can't make people do something that you want them to do. You can only advise them. You can only encourage them. But it's still up to them. It's still up to them, whatever that they decide to do, regardless of what. I just suggest that, hey, I love you. But, you know, I wish you well. I want everything good for you, or whatever the case may be. But I no longer want to entertain that type of pain, because it's tearing me. It's killing me. It's destroying me, helping you. That's just something for you guys to think about. Look at things from a different perspective in life, regardless of what. Don't look at it as, hey, you no longer can help that person. Look at it that you help this person to let go on to the point of, hey, listen, I'm going to let you get out here. I'm going to give you this life jacket. I done gave you all the different things that you need to do in order to try to help yourself. But I just got to let this go. And don't look at it as you fail. You didn't fail. You never fail when you keep trying, or whatever the case might be. You only fail with the point of you not trying at all. You tried, you seen that it did not work. So guess what? I'm moving on. And it's okay for you to move on. It's okay for you to better yourself. It's okay for you to look at things from a different perspective of saying, hey, listen, I tried to do the best that I could do. I realize and I come to realize that things are not working. So guess what? I got to do something else different. And they're just plain as simple as that. Life is something to be lived and have different experiences. I'm telling you, it is. It's best to look at things from a different perspective and have different experiences in life, because guess what? You don't want to be lost. You don't want to be lost. You don't want to be going to the point of saying, hey, listen, I didn't try it that way. Things didn't work out that way. That's even down to the point of different jobs that you do. Some people could be done worked as, I remember this one lady, she was a school teacher for 20 years. She had got to the point that I'm stressed out. These kids are doing this and that or whatever. The parents are not helping or whatever. I'm not making enough money. So she just gave it up and went and got her CDLs and started driving trucks. She said, I live my life to the point of on my own terms. I'm not going by somebody else's terms. I'm not trying to interact with anybody within those type of situations or whatever, or trying to change other people or whatever. I'm just doing it and I'm living my life for me. And there's nothing wrong with that. People was like, oh, you were such a good teacher. We really appreciate you. We wish you would come back. But did not think about all what was best for her. What was best for her mental. What was best for her emotional and so forth and so on. So she had to let it go. A lot of times we have to do those type of things. Even though you feel good at something, sometimes you have to let some things go because you can see that it is destroying you. Like, say, for instance, some people like to go out, party, be life of the party. But usually when they're life of the party, they're drunk. They're intoxicated and they're really just an introvert if they're not drinking. So they become an extrovert when they start drinking. Then whenever it gets to the point that they become realizing, hey, you know, I got diabetes now and I'm sick all the time and I got to do something better for myself and so forth and so on. And then people start ridiculing these type of people. They don't think about these type of things or whatever the case may be. And when that person changes, say, oh, no, he's boring now, or she's boring now. She used to be the life of the party. You know, when people have to be okay and accept whenever somebody is doing something better for themselves, and you should be good with that. You should be good with that. And not only that, you should learn from, hey, I need to start doing things that's better for me. Or whatever. And look at it as, hey, I love me. Excuse me. I love me more. And I appreciate me more. So with that being said, like, hey, you're not failing at something. You tried it. It didn't work out. So now it's time to move on. Don't be so upset about the point that people don't accept that you're changed. Because guess what? This is your change. This is your change. This is things that's good for you. That's just something for you guys to think about. I will always love you. Oh my God. Oh my God. Whitney Houston, we miss your new music. We still enjoy it, or whatever the case may be. So with that being said, hey, happy Friday. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the weekend. Do things that's better in you. Do things that's better in you. And don't look at it as the point that you have failed when you no longer want to entertain things that destroys you. This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Friday, March the 29th, the end of March, y'all. You know, y'all have a good day.